True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. You got the Junks Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Michael Phillips is 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3 AWOD Radio before Grant and Danny drive you home. And we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. We're heading out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline right now for a segment we call Crosstalk on the Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on the Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on the Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, I asked you, I sent you a text. Have you looked into pricing out a college football playoff game for UVA? You laughed at me.
Hey, man. It's real. I believe, and I think last night backs up, they are going to have to win the ACC title game. I think even if they win the rest of the way, win their last three, make the ACC title game but lose in it, I think they will give that spot to an SEC team instead.
I could see that happening. I don't think it's fair.
No, it's not fair.
The ACC has been screwed in the past by unfairness, and you look at Florida State just a few years ago. At what point are we going to start respecting their wins, though? Right? I mean, the win streak now is at 7 in a row. Their one loss was a 4-point loss to NC State, who just beat Georgia Tech. That's got to be a good resume booster right there. I mean, if Virginia goes and finishes 11-1, they should be a college football playoff team if they lose the ACC championship game.
If they go 11-1, lose the ACC title game to, let's say, Louisville, or let's say Georgia Tech, I'm going to tell you on air. Now, look, it's not fair, right? So I want to be clear. It's not fair. But I'm going to tell you on air, and I'm going to believe it, Miami is a better team than UVA in that scenario, and I'll believe it. And the reason we have a committee, Adam, is because the committee needs to watch the games, make up their mind who are the best teams in America. And I don't think watching UVA, you come to the conclusion this is one of the best 10 best teams in America. And because of that, they have to get the automatic berth in.
So what makes Miami so much better? Their win over Notre Dame? Like, what makes Miami so much better?
It's just dynamic offense, playmakers everywhere, better athletes, better speed, better strength of schedule. Lost narrowly to a very good team on a Friday night, playing a much tougher schedule, has acquitted themselves well while doing so. They're Miami, so they always slip on the banana peel. They always have that. You remember last year, They lost to Syracuse, final game of the season. That ultimately cost them the spot in the college football playoff. But there is no doubt in my mind that Miami is the ACC team best able to win a college football playoff game.
I can't agree with you anymore. That loss to SMU or the loss to Louisville. The two losses in the ACC play, when there are six teams with one loss or less, I can't agree with you there.
They are the marketing team.
They are the marketed team in the conference, and they might have the best quarterback, but the losses have piled up now.
We got to start playing a balanced schedule. If UVA had played Virginia Tech's schedule this year, they would not be in this conversation. If UVA had played Miami's schedule, they would not be in this conversation. We have an imbalanced schedule, and it is killing the ACC that we have these teams at the top, and we cannot sort them out against each other because they don't play each other. I don't know if it's – are there too many teams in the ACC? Are we not handling schedules correctly? I don't know. But whatever it is, we've got to get on a standardized schedule because right now, and this was Indiana last year, admittedly, right? Indiana last year was an enormous beneficiary of the schedule. They may have been really, really good. I think they're backing up this year that they're really, really good. It's hard to know when they don't play the best.
ACC absolutely has three too many teams. When they brought in Stanford, Cal, and SMU, that was way too many. But the Big 12 has that issue also.
And the Big 12 gets no respect either. That's a one-bid league, too. I know they got
Well, they have two teams in, and both of them were ahead of ACC teams.
They have two teams in, but they won't have two teams in at the end, right? Maybe both of those get in eventually. I think BYU's probably best positioned to get in with a Big 12 title game loss. But I think at the end of the day, the committee is ultimately just going to shoo a bunch of SEC and Big 12 teams in. I also think we need to have a discussion about two group of five teams in, because the American's great this year. The Sun Belt's great this year. I feel the same way when we get to March Madness. They leave out too many mid-major teams that would be fun to watch. I want to watch some of these matchups.
Yeah, and I think it would help if you force Notre Dame to be in a conference and to play in a conference championship game, because they're taking the other G5 spot.
Well, if Notre Dame was in the ACC, obviously they would be the number one team in the ACC right now in the rankings. You know, a Notre Dame UVA title game doesn't, if UVA wins, they probably both get in. I don't know that it changes anything, though, because if Notre Dame beats UVA or Louisville in the title game, you use that as justification to keep that out. Here's the bottom line. The SEC has all the respect and all the juice in the room right now. It's really tough for anybody else to get any oxygen going at all. And I'm not saying that's fair. I'm just saying that's how it is.
Yeah, I know. But, like, the SEC didn't dominate the SEC-ACC challenge like they did in previous years, right? Like, Miami beat Florida. They had some wins.
Oh, look. The ACC is being under-respected right now, and the SEC is being over-respected right now. And also, every Saturday, 8 million people watch the SEC at noon, 8 million people watch the SEC at 3:30, and 8 million people watch the SEC at 8 o'clock. That's where 100% of the juice is right now in college football, is where the bread's getting. But you talk about Notre Dame as a brand, and you're absolutely right. If Notre Dame is borderline, Notre Dame gets in the playoff. You know that, and I know that.
Here's my thing, Michael, and you're so right about the brand and the SEC of the brand, but I think the SEC backs it up. For me, I don't respect the Big Ten as much. Like, who has Oregon beaten this year to prove that they should be as highly ranked as they are? They have three games where they could still prove it against 20 Iowa, 19 USC, 23 Washington, but, like, their best win this year is Penn State. That doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't hold up at all. No, we need to have a discussion as college football fans. Why are we pretending there's a big two conferences? Because there's not. There's one big conference, and there's three pretty good conferences behind it. There's the SEC, and there's everybody else. The Big Ten has done a tremendous job of marketing themselves as on par with the SEC. I don't think they are.
So when we get to the final 12 for the brackets, how many teams will be in from the P4, are you going to say? So, like, SEC 5, Big 10 3, what do you think?
SEC 5, Big 10 4, ACC 1, Big 12 1, and that leaves your one group of five. That gets us to 12, right? Maybe 3 Big 10, to Big 12 if BYU really proves itself and you have a good title game. But I think ultimately they're going to find a way to slide those teams off. It'll be one Big 12, one ACC, and one group of five, and the other spots are all going to the big boys.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Big 10 should be in that group either, to be clear.
I don't think they should. And then Notre Dame comes and they can crash that party, or they could lose it and open up a spot for someone else. I don't think it's going to be Memphis at the end of the day.
I hope it's JMU. I think it'd be a ton of fun to get JMU into the playoffs. Get JMU and UVA in, give us some juice, give us a little sweat, because I don't think we're going to be talking Commanders that time of year, Adam.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. That was Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. He can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. We'll be right back on The Fan. Welcome back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are live and local here in Richmond, Virginia. You can always hear us on the go with the free Odyssey app. We're going to check in with our buddy in the nation's capital on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from the Team 980 in D.C. It's my buddy Chris Russell. What's going on, Rooster?
What's up, AWOD? How are you, pal?
You know, I'm doing okay, given the fact that the team is 3-6, and you know I live and die by every snap. I'm defending Dan Quinn on my radio show, and I'm defending him every single day. And it's annoying that I'm having to defend a head coach that just made it to the conference championship game 9 games later. Are you facing that battle also?
Well, you know, I don't know how much. I don't know how much of it has been an overall condemning of Dan Quinn. So I'll say that. But the part that I have had to defend Dan Quinn ruthlessly on is that he's a village idiot or clueless, or that he performed malpractice on Jaden Daniels, which is absolutely and totally 1,000% incorrect. And I know some people, it sounds like, are on both of our side, right? Ryan Clark, for whatever that's worth. Ross Tucker yesterday with the Junks, which, you know, airs on all of our stations, right? I know me, you, obviously, a couple of other people, Grant Paulson, what have you. I think that's the reasonable approach. is, look, when that drive starts at 12 and a half minutes left, sure, mathematically the game is probably out of reach. Not many people, if anybody, are going to come back from 38-7. I got it. I understand that. He's a football player. He needs work. He needs reps. He's been injured. Yes, that's part of the reason to get him out, to not get injured again, but part of the reason why he's in is to get him the reps that he's missed. And if anybody has watched Jaden Daniels, and you and I sat there during training camp, and Awad, I don't know, I don't remember exactly what you walked away with. If anybody watched Jaden Daniels in training camp and thought, man, does he look really sharp. Man, does he look really crisp. I don't know how you walked away thinking that, because I sure as hell didn't, and I was trying to. I sure as hell didn't, and it's never changed from that, you know, from early in camp, throughout camp, and throughout the regular season when he has actually played, which I understand hasn't been a lot. He has not looked sharp, period.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of the reason why the staff said, okay, 12 and a half minutes left. Even though we think we should get him out of there, according to Dan Quinn, when he offered an apology, the guy needs work. He needs reps. He needs live work, period. He does. And anybody that doesn't think that doesn't know football, in my opinion.
Yeah, and last year was so much fun that it's easy to cloud your judgment and think that he's already arrived and he's already one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, I came away from training camp thinking the offense got their ass kicked. And I thought our defense was going to be really good. Like, I think that's what's driving me nuts is that I thought, all right, the offense will get going, but the defense is going to be elite. Well, the defense has regressed. The offense can't do anything. Let's focus in on the offensive line. Where did they miss here? Because I don't think the trade for Tunsil was wrong. I think it was smart to draft a right tackle to have him be the future guy on the outside protecting for Jaden. I like Biadasz. I like Cosme. But as a unit, they've been below average.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Sam coming back, obviously, missing the first, five, six games, whatever. You know, it's going to take him some time to get back to where Sam Cosmi normally is, right? And don't forget, he's working with a rookie right tackle, so that's going to expose him probably a little bit more and make some of his play a little bit more unstable as Josh Connerly figures it out. Don't forget, where they probably screwed up the most was thinking, oh, Brandon Coleman will no problem slide from left tackle, where he was fairly good, to left guard and be dominant. That's where they screwed up the most. Chris Paul is fine. Chris Paul is okay. Chris Paul is strong. He should be. He's been in the NFL for 4+ years. And he's had nothing but time to develop his strength and his technique. But the bottom line is, they thought Brandon Coleman going from left tackle to left guard was going to totally change that around, and by adding Laremy Tunsil at left tackle, that they were going to be able to run, pass, do whatever they wanted, no protection issues, run the ball off the left side, no problem, get Cosme back, get Connerly some experience, then we'll be able to run the ball off the right side, be honest, solid in the middle. So they overestimated that clearly. Now, that doesn't mean Brandon Coleman's done. That doesn't mean that you won't see Brandon Coleman back at left guard and maybe a better Brandon Coleman. But for now, that's where they screwed up.
I totally agree with the decision, though. Like the thinking of, oh, he played guard well in college. He can do it in the NFL. And I would make that decision again with the pieces they had. So I don't think the general manager got it wrong there. It hasn't worked out. Let me get Chris Russell's take here on what we're seeing defensively, and will Joe Witt Jr. moving to the sidelines make a difference?
I don't think it will, but people tell me it will because he can communicate more directly with players. If we're just using common sense, sure, somebody is more likely to respond to something being talked to face-to-face, man-to-man, than through a headset or something relayed to Ken Norton Jr. or another coach or whatever. Yeah, but Awad, I mean, maybe it's a slight improvement. Slight. I mean, who are we kidding here? Now with no Marshawn Lattimore, Amos is banged up a little bit. Mikey Sanders still has regressed. Quan Martin has really regressed. and Will Harris is not back yet. You know, I mean, there's only so much. There's only so much you can do with a pig, right? Quite honestly. And we were going back to talking about in training camp. All of us walked away with, man, this secondary is pretty damn good. Well, we come to find out that the offense was really bad,
yeah.
Right? Or that was some of our thought was, this offense isn't that good without Terry and without Noah Brown. And that was true. But it made the defense look better than it was. And as soon as you get tested for real, right? I mean, I've been down this road in 15, 16 years of being around this team. You know, not every day, but a whole lot of days. That just because you see something in August, even in a preseason game, doesn't mean it's automatically going to carry over to September. And clearly, in this case, the defense did not, and the offense kind of did, if we're being honest.
Chris Russell with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. I'll tell you, a big part of getting me through this week was seeing the Cowboys take a big fat loss. I mean, they are so dysfunctional right now, and they made a couple of trades. We are not alone in our misery, and I appreciate that the Cowboys are struggling right now as well. What do you think happens with Jaden Daniels this season? Do we see him again?
So I've heard conflicting things, and I know Dan Quinn is speaking as we're speaking. So I don't know if there's been any more updated information because I checked right before you came to me, and I didn't see anything, but he had just started to speak. So I'm going to work with, I don't know what if any, ligament damage. I've heard there is ligament damage. I've heard there isn't ligament, so I don't know. Assuming that there isn't ligament damage, yes, I do think you will see him before the end of the year, maybe the last three or four games, somewhere in that range. And yes, by the way, I think he needs to play. I think he needs the reps. I think he needs the snaps. I think Jaden Daniels, and Kurt Warner said it, if anybody hasn't seen that video or the tweet from this morning, Awad, this is something I've shared, I know, with you personally. I'm pretty sure we talked about it on the radio. From, again, day one of camp, I was concerned that Jaden did not look sharp, that something was off. I didn't know exactly how to put it because, again, the bullets in training camp are not the same as the bullets in September, okay?
Right.
It just isn't. But I was concerned because of that. And yes, it's so easy to just attribute it to no Terry, no Noah, but it's more than that. It's more than just the play caller. It's more than just the quarterback. It is a, I don't want to say system-wide failure, but it is a system-wide complete unit struggle. And Jaden being the quarterback has to get better.
Yeah.
He has to get back to the Jaden, you know, and that means seeing things quicker. That means getting through his reads, anticipating more. That means taking the 4, 5, 6 yard gains as opposed to the 15, 16 yard gains. That's what that means. And even on the play he got hurt, I understand there was a free rusher in his face. Guess what, man? You got to throw that away. You can't play hero ball every single snap. And that's what Jaden has done too much of this year and not enough of what we saw last year, which was a much healthier balance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even close to thinking about changing my mind on him or giving up on him, but it's very interesting that he's making the mistakes that Caleb Williams was making last year, and now Caleb Williams is playing much better, it seems like, at times, and Jaden is just not reading the field. To me, that's not having his weapons that he had last year, his safety blanket of Oz, Zacchaeus, of Jamison Crowder, of Noah Brown being healthy, De'Ami Brown. Zach Ertz looks slower. I mean, Zach Ertz looks awful. The false starts, are you freaking kidding me?
Yes.
And you're giving him a veteran rest day? He should be out on the practice field today. Absolutely.
All of that is part of it, but this whole notion that they don't get any separation, at least by my eye and technology and next-gen stats, that's not true.
Yeah.
On some plays, yes, there's a lack of separation. If we're looking at Zach Ertz, yes, there's a lack of separation. I said all summer long, And I'm sure we talked about it. They were going to miss Alomide Zaccheaus more than people realized. I think even more than De'Ami Brown, and I think more than Jamison Crowder, I thought Alomide Zaccheaus would be the guy that they would miss. And, you know, I mean, listen, is OZ lighting it up in Chicago? No. But the point being is he's not there. Yeah. He's not that outlet, that quick underneath, quick game option that Jaden seems to be bypassing a little bit more this year.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed. All right, let's close with this. The hot seat for Dan Quinn. Every loss, it's going to heat up. We're defending him. We're brothers in defending DQ, all right? Like, we love blizzards. But it's going to keep heating up if they keep losing games. What do you need to see from Dan Quinn? We're probably going to get destroyed by the Lions. When the schedule came out, I said, they have been licking their chops waiting for this game. They're going to be Lions in the jungle ready to pounce. So I don't think we're going to win this game, but what do you think you could see that would cool the hot seat a little bit for Dan Quinn?
Well, you know, lose 31-28 instead of by 20-plus points, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think anybody rightfully expects you to win this game, as you mentioned. I don't think anybody – I don't need Vegas to tell me that, please. Enough. I need my eyes to tell me that in common sense, right? But lose 31-28 instead of 31-12.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, that's where we're at. And then, oh, by the way, don't lose in Madrid to a Dolphins team that's got just as many problems, if not more problems, than you have.
Yeah.
Now, for right now, they do have a healthy quarterback. For right now. For right now, they do. But they've got a lot of problems, too. Don't lose that game, and you'll be able to fend off the dogs for a couple of weeks at least.
Chris, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, AWOD. Appreciate you.
Yep, that's our buddy Chris Russell. You can check him out coming up at 1 o'clock on the Odyssey app or Team 980 in D.C. He's 1-4 on the Team 980. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here in Richmond, Virginia. This is Richmond's home for the Hokies. And joining us right now for the Cowan Gates Hokies update, play-by-play voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth. What's up, Bill?
Good to be with you. Good afternoon. Always great to be visiting with you and everybody in Richmond.
Absolutely. And, you know, we started the show by saying I really enjoyed the college football playoff show last night with the reveal. What were your thoughts?
You did? You think ACC commissioner did?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Everyone talks about the battle between the SEC and the Big Ten, whether it's television ratings or college football playoff teams or revenue or championships, that type of thing. But the Big 12 certainly wins round one in the next tier down battle with the ACC. That was really surprising to me, the way it turned out. But that's just the first one, so yeah. We will see.
I think, you know, it would have looked a lot different if Georgia Tech had won.
Well, let me ask you this. Like, Miami beat Notre Dame head-to-head, and they're 8 spots behind them.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to hear me defending Notre Dame, you know.
Well, I'm just Notre Dame's good, but I'm just saying. I mean, if you listen to the committee chairman, he says we believe Miami has a very talented team, but they haven't won enough. But yeah. They beat Notre Dame. I mean, that's what's tough about committees. And I know Notre Dame fans will probably say, well, it was a bad day for the Irish, right? And that's the problem with committees, right? Sometimes committees think head-to-head matters. Other times they don't. And it's interesting, especially with so much money on the line.
Yeah.
You know, UVA is the highest-ranked team at 14th.
So let's get to what is the path for the ACC to get 2 teams in?
I don't know. You know, but a year ago we were having this conversation and 3 made it in. So, you know, it has perhaps the opportunity to work itself out. Because remember, if you recall last year, you know, SMU ended up making it, even though they lost that ACC championship game to Clemson. And we got 3 teams in last year. So it could happen, but with so much money on the line, you know, it's funny. The guy said on the TV last night, he says, we just felt that NC State dominated Georgia Tech on both sides of the ball, right? So Georgia Tech lost to NC State. UVA lost to NC State. And they're penalizing both of those teams for losing to a conference road game, even though for UVA it wasn't technically a conference game. You know, it's tough. I mean, the ACC seems to be playing whack-a-mole. Mm-hmm. Whether it's men's basketball or football, whenever something good happens, another issue pops up.
Yeah.
And that's a tough situation for Jim Phillips.
I think you have to look and say, I think there's an opportunity. Like, if Pitt beats Notre Dame, that would look really good for the conference. That would knock Notre Dame completely out and maybe open the door for Georgia Tech or Miami or Pitt.
And for some whatever reason, they don't think Louisville's very good.
Yeah.
You know, Louisville might overall be the best. I don't think that anyone's going to claim, including Jeff Brohm, that Louisville's the most talented team in the ACC. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of who's got the most NFL players, well, that's probably Miami, right? But Louisville might be the best overall team in our league, right?
Yeah.
And they beat Virginia, right?
Yep.
But they don't get credit for it. See, it's like the game never happened. Miami beat Notre Dame. Yeah, but it was a bad day for the Irish. So that's tough. It's tough if you're Miami. And, you know, Miami is kind of face-planted again. It's kind of their annual face-plant.
Right. Well, that's what I think it came down to. It was the recency. Like, Georgia Tech had just lost. Miami had just lost.
And they went to SMU and lost. I get it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's tough. And that's why, you know, that's why some people want to expand it. But look, a lot of people, and you like we see this every March in the basketball tournament. Some people think the body of work is more important than the head-to-head matchups. We hear it all the time in March, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that team got hot down the stretch and they beat 3 other teams that were on the bubble. But if you look at their overall body of work, they don't get into the NCAA tournament. That happens every year. And it just this week it was the ACC, but you know what? It could change. And that was just the first release. What did you think?
I mean, look, I was pissed off about the ACC, but I'll tell you, I was entertained. Like, just the product of it, the excitement, and I love brackets, so I think the average football fan was entertained by that, but the ACC fans certainly disappointed. What about Virginia? If they win the next 3 games and lose in the ACC championship game, Are you penalizing?
That's the problem for you. Well, that's I think the committee has already said that's the deal.
Yeah.
Right? UVA's 14th. They can't lose. Because it's going to be a bad loss. If they, let's say they run the table and lose to SMU in the championship game or lose to Georgia. That's a bad loss. That's what the committee is saying. So if you're a UVA fan, you're like, holy cow, are we going to go 12-1 and not make it?
Right.
And they'll say, they'll come up with something. Well, strength of schedule. Or Louisville had a bad day. It was Virginia scored defensive touchdowns. I mean, there's always an asterisk when you have a committee in play. And I'm not saying I envy their positions, because you've got to have a tiebreaker at some point. I've always been a proponent of head to head.
Yeah. So
if team A beats team B, even if team B has more NFL players, I think team A gets to advance, so to speak.
So if you look at the top 18, all right, it has four ACC teams in there, and you know the cut line would be 11 because of the G5 team that would
Correct.
Be in. Like, do you see a scenario in which the teams ahead could lose and the ACC could climb up spots? Like,
yes,
if Oklahoma drops again?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I do think that clearly what they're telling us is that other leagues, you've got a little bit more of a margin for error.
Right. And I could see Tennessee or Missouri jumping all the ACC teams with a big win.
Right. So if UVA loses any game other than obviously if the Cavs win out, they'll go. But if they lose, let's just say, hypothetically, they would lose to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
And still go to the ACC championship game, they'd have to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't have a mulligan.
Yeah. And I don't know what the ACC needs to do differently.
I don't know that maybe the league is aggressive enough in its marketing. And then again, look, until last week, Florida State had lost, 10 straight conference games?
Right.
And Clemson had lost... Remember when Clemson won 40 straight home games in football?
Mm-hmm.
And they had lost six in a row at Death Valley.
Yeah.
And the Hokies are having this. You know, the teams that consistently had been good aren't. And then, you know, there was so much publicity over North Carolina this year. And look what's happened there. So when your brand teams, when your main brand teams like Clemson and Florida State are struggling, SMU doesn't get any love. Louisville doesn't get any love. You know, neither does Georgia Tech. And I think Georgia Tech's really good. NC State just happened to have a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's a really good point. Like, I think Georgia Tech gets penalized more for losing a game on the road than, say, Tennessee would be for losing a home game.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where the ACC is right now, at least in football.
The conference that I just don't believe in the most this season is the Big Ten. With Penn State being bad, it just feels like it brings everyone down with them. I don't think Oregon has really had a marquee win yet, and they're in. So, to me, I think maybe I would like to take a spot away from the Big Ten.
I think at this point I'm a proponent for some expansion, because I think now you're going to see more teams that could beat other people. Although I don't know that anyone candidly is going to beat Ohio State maybe until the final, but you know there's such a fine line between different teams.
If you want expansion, will it stop at 16 or does it just keep going?
It depends on who you ask. would you know, the NFL has shown us how to do postseason play. The pro leagues all have, right? More inclusion seems to help.
Well, in the NBA, I think they've missed the mark with their play-in tournament, but I agree with you in other sports.
You know, baseball, for example, when they added the wild card, traditionalists were really upset about that.
Yeah.
And it's turned out to be really good for baseball, the wild card.
Yeah.
So, in athletics, inclusion is good, right? Because otherwise you're going to have the same 8 or 12 teams every year now.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Let's talk basketball.
You know, we had an amazing story last night, women's basketball. So last year in March, March of 25, wasn't that long ago. March of 25, the Hokies played a home NIT women's game against Texas Tech, and they're a pretty good team. And Texas Tech won the game in Castle, led by a young lady by the name of Kyla Freelon. She played against the Hokies. That was her last game in Castle until last night, because she transferred to Virginia Tech. Last night, she played for the Hokies and had a double-double. 15 points and 11 rebounds. And I think we're going to have to do some deep diving into this. She might be the first person ever, ever to have back-to-back double-doubles at Castle Coliseum, one for each team.
That's the new era. It is. It's
wild. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Really nice young lady. And it was Towson. The Hokies won the game. What was the final? 100 and something to not 100 and something. 100 to 56 was the final. Early season, you know how those games go early. But I thought that was a very interesting story for Kyla Freeland.
Yeah. And men's basketball's got a big game against Providence coming up.
You know, that's
soon.
A really big game. It's on a neutral court up in Connecticut. And how do you pronounce that? Uncasville, Connecticut, at the casino over there. And up in Connecticut, they won't go into the casino. They're just going to play hoops. I say with a wink. But I think it'll be a really good early season test. Abdallas of the Hokies had a really good opening night game. Didn't shoot the ball great, but he showed what he can do. Providence has a similarly sized European. They may be guarding each other. I think that'll be a really good TV game. Hey, and you know, in this instance, that would be a very good resume builder. If you're on the bubble and the Hokies have in March and they have a win over on a neutral court over Providence, even though it's November, that would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you there.
You know, it's funny, isn't it? It's like, you know, coming up in a couple of weeks, the Hokies are going to go down, and VCU's going to be down there too, right, in Atlantis. You have a chance to get a couple of resume-building wins down there. I wish these games were on campus. You know, Virginia Tech's playing VCU in basketball, and it's going to be 1,100 miles from both campuses.
Right.
It'd be nice to, you know, you take the bands away, and you take the students away, and you play the game in a hotel ballroom in the Caribbean. It's great, I guess, if you're on the team, right? Because you're getting 5 days in the Caribbean. But I think from a basketball fan standpoint, it'd be nice to see them play in the arenas that you know we all love,
yeah.
Whether it's in Richmond or Blacksburg.
Yeah, but these MTEs are so crucial. The bracketologists always go back to those.
Oh, because it's a great tiebreaker. Even though, yeah. Well, back in November, and you know, not everybody plays. Like Dorn didn't play the other day for Tech. He'll play Saturday, I think. I hope up in New England against Providence, big 7-footer, 7-2 from Germany, Tony Dorn, Antonio Dorn. But you know, it's you have a chance early. And what we saw last year in the ACC is we talked about, you know, the ACC had a down year in hoops, and it was hard to get a whole bunch of quad one wins down the stretch last year for a lot of teams in our league because they didn't have enough quad one teams.
Mm-hmm.
And Duke wasn't losing, so there was no real chance to get quad one wins, and the SEC ended up with, I forget what it was, they get 10 in last year, and that's usually where the ACC is.
Bill, always appreciate it, man. Good stuff.
You bet, pal. Have a great, great rest of your week.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're going to go around the room here. We got Stubb, J Money, and AWOD. And in honor of last night, election night, we will vote on the best quarterback that played this past weekend here on QBIQ.
You know, that is my dream. That's what I want to be. And it's what I believe I am as a quarterback.
Being a professional quarterback is arguably the toughest job in sports, maybe the world.
Quarterback will say, hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback.
The most important position gets the most attention. We'll take a unique look at the best quarterbacks in the league each week.
It was just much better execution all the way around.
As we go through the lens of NFL quarterbacks with QBIQ.
The best quarterback stats from the weekend came in a loss as Joe Flacco threw for 470 yards, 4 tutties, but took an L to the Chicago Bears with Caleb Williams finding Colson Loveland. Daniel Jones had the second best stats, and he threw through picks, even though he threw for 342 yards, which was second among all quarterbacks, and his team took a loss. I don't think Sam Darnold was the best quarterback from the weekend that was this past NFL. I just think that he had no pressure, and he threw that pick on the one play that he had pressured. And that's what Sam Darnold is in my mind. Like, if he has great offensive line and has time, he will carve you up. But if we, as we saw with the Jets, as we saw with the Panthers, as we saw at times the end of last year with the Vikings, If you get him off of his spot, he will have mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought for a long time with Sam Darnold. I just, as he's been able to do this now with the Seahawks after the Vikings, I think something's changed a little bit. I don't necessarily think the Seahawks offensive line is, like, special.
Yeah, but they're able to play. They can run the ball with the two guys they have. They use Smith and Jigba so well. And like, they had him lining up in the backfield, in the slot, on the outside. They do a lot to make his job easier. For me, my vote is easy. It's Matthew Stafford.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Matthew Stafford, oh, he played against the New Orleans Saints. All right.
That would be my
That
argument.
Team's awful. But if you look at the body of work that he's done this season, and then look what he did again this weekend. Quarterback rating of 140. He was 24 of 32. And I get it. It's a bad opponent. But you play the games that are on your schedule, and he threw 4 touchdown passes, didn't have an interception, 281 yards, and Puka got hurt in that game. Like, that, to me, I think that was super impressive what you got from Matthew Stafford. That's my vote for the quarterback of the week. Let's go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback. Here is Matthew Stafford.
It was a great route. Obviously, our guys up front did a great job giving me protection. I was able to kind of hold the post player just for a click, and then peeked out of the corner and saw that getting behind him, and put it into a good spot. You know, it was left my hand, felt pretty good, and ended up pretty good. So I was happy for it. Obviously, a great catch by Puka to come down with it right there, toe tapping and getting in. So he had another great day today. So just fun to be a part of this team, fun to get to work with the guys that we get to work with because of the people they are. You know, they're great players, yeah, but it's fun because of the people that they are, and we get to, you know, share victories like this in the locker room together and then come back to work and get ready to go.
I think Matthew Stafford should be considered as one of the favorites for league MVP on the season. Jay Money, who are you voting for quarterback of the week here on QBIQ?
I think you might have to go all the way back to Thursday Night Football. Lamar Jackson had a really good return against the Miami Dolphins. 4 touchdowns of his own, just like Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, and he barely had an incomplete pass. 18 of 23, 204 yards. We know what he can do in the rushing attack as well. I mean, the Ravens do look like they have completely changed their season. I'm so jealous. I guess Lamar is just that special. But also, you got to credit Harbaugh and the culture they've got there. Let's go inside the mind of Baltimore's starting quarterback after making his return, Lamar Jackson.
I just wanted to put points on the board. You know, I didn't want to start off too slow. You know, after that play happened, I was ready to go. It kind of tipped me off a little bit.
Lamar just is so good at making things happen. And I do feel like that, look, with him, with Derrick Henry, with the weapons they have on the outside, if they make the playoffs and if they have a home game, I will pick them. That's how I feel about Baltimore. I think they can beat anybody at home. I don't know about them going on the road, just like I don't know about Buffalo with that.
At home in the playoffs against the Chiefs, I pick the Chiefs.
Okay.
Just because of history and everything we've seen from them. And I think that is a possible playoff matchup right now.
Inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, who's your vote?
I absolutely Stafford and Jackson put up great numbers, but Josh Allen put up great numbers against the Chiefs. No interceptions, 1 touchdown passing, 2 rushing, 273 yards, near perfect completion percentage. I mean, he outdueled Mahomes that game by a mile.
Yeah. The 3 sacks didn't really cost his team because he would get the first down on the next play, but it was the 23 of 26, and he kind of needed all of that as Kansas City tried to make it a game late. Let's go inside the mind of the Bills starting quarterback, Josh Allen.
I mean, yeah, they're the pinnacle of what you want your franchise to be. They've been that for the last 8 years. Anytime you get a chance to play, you know, the best, and you can come away with a victory, you're going to be feeling pretty good. There's a lot to be happy about, but like I alluded to earlier this week, it's never as good, never as bad as you think. So got some stuff to clean up. We'll watch this one tomorrow and get rid of it.
That is QB1 for the Bills, Josh Allen. So we mentioned Joe Flacco's performance, but Caleb Williams did win the game with a game-winning drive, and I think that is going to really help his confidence moving forward. I did think in that game, especially in the second half, you saw Caleb Williams more Just release the ball. Kind of what Kurt Warner's talking about with Jaden. Just get rid of it and stop holding on to it for too long. He found Loveland. He broke the tackle. He went to the house. Let's go inside the mind of Caleb Williams here on QBIQ.
That's what we are. When things don't go our way, when adversity hits, we find ways to win for each other. That's it. I think that's been what it's been this year. Offense not scoring. Defense shows up. Defense and offense may give up a touchdown. Special teams puts us in good field position. And we kick game winners and things like that. Today, we have to put up a bunch of points to be able to help our brothers. And I think us doing that today builds confidence in those guys on the other side of the ball. Obviously our side, but the other side of the ball, building confidence that they know that we have their back.
Also wanted to give a shout-out to Drake May here on QBIQ, going inside the mind of the NFL quarterback. He's just become top five now in three major categories, yards, touchdowns, and QBR. And, look, I really do believe that Mike Vrabel will get the defense to a place that they need to be. And if he keeps playing like this, like, they could absolutely win that division. I don't see it happening because I think Buffalo will stomp them. And that will be the difference, that one game right there. At 7-2, they're a playoff team. They're going in the right direction, and Drake May looks like maybe the second best quarterback from that draft class now.
They're having the season we had last year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good for them. Good for them.
Yeah, and a lot of it is schedule, and we'll see if the playoffs have the same positive
results.
Right.
I mean,
you look
at the last 4 weeks. Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons. I would kill for that schedule right there. Because if you lose one of those games, that's on you.
Yeah.
So, look, Patriots are 7-2, and Drake May is playing unbelievable football right now. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we still have to go around the NFL and pick our games of the week, our 3-star, 2-star, 1-star, and our dud NFL game. And I want to play this Kurt Warner audio that has been circulating on social media. He did a 30-minute breakdown of Jaden Daniels. I watched the whole thing last night, and it's hard to disagree with a Hall of Fame quarterback's thoughts on QB1 in Washington, Jaden Daniels. You're listening to A-Wad Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.